finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios, Republic Broadcasting Network, on this Tuesday, the 20th of March, 2000. I almost said seven, ladies and gentlemen, 2007. I've got Bob Chapman joining us from the International Forecaster here in just a few minutes. And maybe I'm confused on this. I talked to my engineer, and he said either Mark is going to be on the air today, Mark Kornke, or he'll be on tomorrow. I don't know which. So we'll just play that by ear. At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's been an interesting couple of months. I don't exactly know how to say this. There has been a lot of misunderstanding in the last couple of months. Facts have been misconstrued. Information has been bad. And I just had lunch with Mr. Alex Jones. And nice little meeting. We're going to get together later on tonight. We're going to put this thing to rest, ladies and gentlemen, because both he and I agree that there's something that's a little bit larger behind this, and none of it smells right. His exact quote to me was, "My instincts are telling me that this is not right." And I agree. We've got bigger fish to fry than little petty disagreements or offhand remarks were made or whatever else. But that's it. I'm going to talk further with the gentleman. I appreciate it very much that we had lunch. We had a good meeting today. I am very happy that Mr. Mark Kornke is out of jail, and he will be on this program. And we need to get on with the business here of fighting the New World Order, because we know who wants to eat our lunch, and that's ahead of us. What we don't need is dissension and BS in our own ranks. All right? Having said that, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, this has really bothered me. It's bothered me a lot. This isn't about gamemanship or one-upmanship or anything else. And Alex will be the first one to tell you that, and I will tell you that. Each of us have our different talents. Each of us has our role to play in this. And this is exactly what is going to take place. Good men of goodwill will make good things happen. And then that is my pledge to you out there. And I know that a lot of people in this movement, that they're not entirely sure of this or that or the other. Well, let me tell you something, folks. The founding fathers, in order to come to an agreement on how to draft a government, they were having knockdown dragouts. It came to fistfights. As a matter of fact, Benjamin Franklin, it was always said that he was the deist. He was the one that said that we need to pray, and we need to come to grips. We need to find a common ground, and then we need to move on. That's exactly my attitude, ladies and gentlemen, because we know what we're facing. We know what we're facing. And it is going to be much, much worse. And we need to get our people together here. We need to put the boots in the ground to fight the proper battles. We do not need to be fighting each other or even disagreeing with each other, whether it be publicly or privately. We need to get on with the war at hand, and that's my pledge. We'll be right back.
Hi. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
It is Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, and every Tuesday I have the man himself from the International Financial, Economic, Political, and Social Commentary. It is the International Forecaster and none other than Bob Chapman. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Good afternoon, George. George?
No, that's the other guy. No, you don't even have a George on your list here. I don't know where that came from.
I don't know how that popped in there. George is everywhere,
how
I
you
guess.
Doing? I read your forecaster, and right off of the start here, you were talking about Goldman Sachs and the Treasury Undersecretary, and ooh, this is not good news. We've got something on the horizon here that's going to look like the SNL bailouts or the SNL folding. That's going to look like, I don't know how to put this, because this is serious.
Well, it's very serious, and this is the way it's going. There are 26 medium to large size writers of subprime loans that have gone under. There's been many others that are mom-and-pop operations that have taken their signs down and just closed their doors. Now, that, and I believe that over the next 2 years, over 100 large ones will go under, and all the little ones will go down. In fact, maybe all of them will go under. The ones that have mixed kinds of loans will probably do, you know, they'll make it, but it'll be painful. And what's happened here is that when you go out of business, there's no one to go back to on the loan if you need to make another loan, because your adjustable rate mortgage is up and has to be reset. And so you've got to go to another lender. And in the meantime, they've changed the rules. So the three bottom tiers of subprime loans, ALTA, BBB, and BBB minus, those people are probably not going to get loans. And the rules have just simply changed. And they came in and they get loans originally with nothing down or 110% loan. And they just said that they were making such and such with no documentation, or they falsified what they were making.
Well, and you stated in your newsletter that there's millions of these loans that were made that should have never been made. And as you said, the standards were lax. These people that should have never gotten loans, or they weren't checked out or whatever. But we're talking about millions of these things. What is going to happen when the economy further draws down, it tightens up the way we're seeing it do right now? What are they going to do with millions of these loans that these people are going to have to default on? Who's going to bail out these banks?
Well, they're going to have to eat the loans, so to speak. But what the lenders did is they sold the loans to banks and brokerage houses, which in turn packaged them and sold them to investors. Now, the loan originator is responsible if a loan goes down in the package. And so the purchaser of the securitized package of these kinds of loans goes back to the person who packaged it, and let's say it's Merrill Lynch. And Merrill Lynch goes back to the lender, but uh-oh, the lender's no longer in business. So there you go. Merrill Lynch says it's not our fault. They ain't around anymore. And so that's another problem. And they call those collateralized debt obligations. And, you know, within packages, there could be hundreds of problems. We're talking somewhere between 2.2 and 3 million people losing their homes. And they should have, as you said, that I said in the publication, never had these loans in the first place. We warned of this 3 years ago, and we predicted exactly what's happened. You're looking at a loss of at least $700 billion, and it may be as high as $1.3 trillion. In other words, it's going to be perhaps double what the savings and loan fiasco in the 1980s was, which is $500 billion. And this is going up the feeding chain to the better quality loans, because they're tightening up on the new ones, and a lot of people are starting to get laid off, have been over the last 6 months, because our recession started about a year ago, but nobody told anybody yet. And that's going to spread, and so more people will be laid off, so better quality loans are going to have problems as well. This leads to, within the whole financial system, of a restraint of speculation to some extent. How much, we don't know yet. And that will add to the problems which will be incumbent on the economy right now, which is recession. And the Fed can't lower interest rates, two reasons. Inflation figures just came out today. They were up again. So that means you can't lower interest rates. The dollar fell again today about a half a penny to about 82.5. Support on that dollar index, which is a dollar against six other currencies, majors, its support is at 80, and then it's 78.33 in a small way. If 80 gets broken, that's a long-term support level. If 80 gets broken, it's free fall. So they can't lower rates and Bernanke alluded yesterday to the fact that he believes that he may even have to raise rates. So they're in the bind that we talked about when I first came on this program months ago, and in the vernacular, there just ain't no way of getting out of it.
Well, and in your newsletter, you point out that Democratic Senator Christopher Dodd on CNBC, that he told us that lawmakers will have to consider providing aid, mind you, to about 2.2 million subprime mortgage borrowers who are at risk of defaulting and losing their homes. And the question, I guess, was asked of Mr. Dodd, wouldn't it be easier just to give them their homes free and clear? Because they should have never had the loan in the first place. And if you subsidize them, they'll just get further in trouble as the economy collapses. Well, and as
they'll never be able to make the payments, no matter what you do.
Well, you know, it's
they're going to have to take the medicine. But Dodd's a politician with a straight face, comes up and lies to you. These people just simply can't service the loans. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You got to let them go down, and you got to let God sort them out.
Well, he says the cost on this is going to be about $164 billion for this bailout.
In his dreams,
as you said, it could be as high as $1.3 trillion. Well, here's another hit. Okay, if in fact, let's just say for the sake of argument, let's play devil's advocate for a second. Say that this did happen. That the government goes in and bails the kind of the SNLs out again. What they're going to have to come up with $1 trillion someplace. Where are they going to get the money from?
Well, they'll just create it, and it'll be off budget, and they'll create it by borrowing it, whether from the Fed or from others. And the problem is, it's not going to solve the problem. And on top of that, the dollar will collapse. If they did that, you'd be looking at a dollar not at 82.50 or 82.5. You'd be looking at a dollar at 45 or 50. I mean, almost immediately. And there would be a giant bailout from dollar-related assets. And at that level, if it goes down there, the dollar would no longer be the world's reserve currency.
Well, it isn't anymore. Countries are bailing out of that, going to the euro or whatever.
Well, a lot of them are buying gold. And incidentally, all of this is extraordinarily good for gold. And it means that through this pulling back and the issuance of loans and the risk incumbent in that sea of money out there, if people start pulling their speculative horns in, then the Fed, which is producing money and credit, which they won't tell you about, but we report on, M3, is 11.3% right now. It'll double, and so won't it double in all of these other countries that are doing the same thing. And I'm talking about Europe and England and Australia and Canada. I mean, they're all printing money like there's no tomorrow. I just get the figures today from M4 from England. Year on year, it's up 12.8%. And so they'll have to double those numbers to stay alive. They call it hyperinflation.
I was just going to say.
You'd be looking at gold $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 an ounce.
I wanted to ask you the question. And this has never been clear in my mind, and according to a lot of listeners, it hasn't been clear in their minds either. Because we have the world that's tied to the dollar because of Bretton Woods agreements, we're watching all the markets worldwide. When they're fluctuating, they're going down. Everybody is going down at the same time. But taking a look at the gold, it's a commodity, gold and silver markets. How were they able to suppress the price of gold and silver and actually drive the price of it down? How exactly is that accomplished?
Well, there's a number of ways they do it. There's basically three. Number one, sell the gold that they have. Now, they ostensibly had, back 8-9 years ago, supposedly 33,000 tons of gold. And I think they have sold it all, or leased it all, but about 5,000 tons. Now, what is leasing?
All right,
well,
let's pick up with the leasing right after the break. I don't want to lose my train of thought on this, because I want to make this clear to people exactly how the markets are being manipulated, because a lot of people out there are still looking at the gold and silver market, and they're hoping that gold will hit $550 again or $500, and silver will be $9 or $10 again. Folks, we're here to tell you the handwriting's on the wall, and we're explaining what that handwriting says. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Before we went to break, Bob Chapman, we were discussing the ways in which the gold and silver prices are manipulated. Please continue.
Okay, I just want to warn you, if I happen to go down, we've been having some problems. I'll be back in 45 seconds.
We had that problem one day last week. Our phones, we had loaded phones, and the guests would go, and the callers would go, and okay, we'll cover you.
Okay, now, we were talking about the central banks and how they've been suppressing gold. They've been selling gold. They have 33 tons. It's my estimate that they have 5,000 tons or less available to try to manipulate the gold markets collectively. Now, they also have been doing leasing. Let us say that Deutsche Bank gets a call from J.P. Morgan in New York, and J.P. Morgan says, we want to borrow $1 billion worth of gold from you. And the Deutsche Bank says, yeah, we can do that. We'll charge you $200,500 for the next 6 months to do that. And so J.P. Morgan says, fine. And so the gold is given to J.P. Morgan contractually, and Morgan sells that gold into the market. But the hook is right here. The IMF says that the central banks who lease can still show the leased gold on their books as gold that they still have, when in fact that's a lie, because the gold has been sold, and Morgan's not going to pay them back in gold. Morgan's going to pay them back in dollars, in which gold is traded internationally. Now, the third way that they do it, besides the outright sale and the lease sale, is they use derivatives in the market. Derivatives they use normally as in a form of insurance, and what they will do is they will buy puts. A put is purchased when you think something is going down. It's just like shorting a stock, but it's much cheaper to do, and your losses are limited. And so they go in the over-the-counter market, which is totally unregulated, just like in hedge funds, and they purchase puts, they being the central banks, usually the U.S. Treasury, and they buy puts. They bet that gold's going down. They're selling gold and essentially that they don't have, because the people who are selling them the puts are usually running naked. They have nothing behind them. They're betting that the price of gold won't go down, whereas the U.S. government's betting it will go down. And we're at a stage now where none of these things that they can do to the market now can last for any period of time. They can last for 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it was as early as last May when they indirectly held gold down for about 6 months. They can't do that anymore. They don't have the firepower. So as we go further on, the central banks, particularly the U.S. Treasury and the Federal Reserve, are going to be in a position where their power over the gold and silver market will lessen and lessen and lessen with time. Now, you've just seen gold come down, and it went right back up again. It's a perfect example of it. And, of course, they're aided by the commitment of traders, which is the commercials on COMEX and CBOT as well. Those are the exchanges. And what happens is that the Fed usually runs that aspect of the operation, and the Fed lends them money and tells them what to do with it, and that is short gold. And we get their reports, and we put them out every week, and we know what they're doing. Unfortunately, it's a week after it happens, but we can see the pattern over and over again of how they attempt to, and sometimes do, suppress those prices in gold and silver, usually gold, because silver more often will follow gold. And so their power is not what it was when gold was 250, and their power isn't as powerful as it was last May. And so they're fighting a losing battle. You cannot continue to manipulate large markets. And the same thing is true with the dollar. The currency markets are a $2 trillion a day market. That's how much trading goes on in currencies. And yes, they can affect a currency like the dollar for 3 or 4 days at a time, maybe as much as 5 or 6. But the amount of money that they have to use is so overwhelming. Even though they're printing it like there's no tomorrow, they still can't control that market. And the same thing is true with gold, because they don't have any physical left. And the real problem for them in the gold market is the physical offtake is tremendous. It's coming out of India, the Middle East, China, and it's not coming out of Europe, the United States, and Canada, because they're too dumb to understand. But it will come out of there when the stock market goes down, interest rates go up, bonds go down, and finally the housing market is there, and it's cracked for everybody to see, and all those gains that they accumulated over the past 5 years will disappear like vapors, and that's where we're headed.
All right, we'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We'll intersperse this conversation with Mr. Bob Chapman with your phone calls. We'll do that right after this. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Busy day. Sorry getting back late from break here. I hate these bumpers. At any rate, I've got Robbie Noel on the line. Good afternoon, Mr. Noel. As soon as I can hear you here.
Hello. Hello.
There you are.
Here I am.
There you are.
I knew I was there somewhere.
He's in Bulawayo.
Have you been listening to any of this conversation, Mr. Noel?
I have to admit I was torn between watching a documentary on the History Channel, which is dealing with the final report of Randy Weaver at that unfortunate incident at his cabin.
Well,
at Ruby Ridge.
Are they finally, after all of these years, telling the truth?
Surprisingly, yes. I'm pretty amazed at how they've treated this. It's definitely not pro-government.
Hmm.
And it's definitely sympathetic towards Randy, as it should be.
And you know that they got caught with their knickers down. If they're doing all post-years, how many years later here, they're finally starting to come out and admit that things weren't quite exactly the way they were first purported. You know,
the unfortunate part is I can see it coming, but they're going to try and tie some connection in with Oklahoma City.
Well, they're going to try anything they can. The one thing they haven't done is tied this to 9/11 and had Randy Weaver being Osama bin Laden's half-brother.
At any rate,
the markets out there, we were discussing with Mr. Chapman about the suppression here of the commodities market, specifically gold and silver. And some of the devastating stuff that is in the International Forecaster. Folks, keep in mind, my guest here, Bob Chapman, he's been around the block a few times. He came from Wall Street background, intelligence background. So when the man speaks, he's not pulling stuff out for hyperbole or sensationalism. This is hard and fast investigation, and this is one of the best sources on financial and economic and social stuff that you will get. Now, we were talking about the suppression, Robbie, of the gold and silver markets, and Mr. Chapman was relaying to the audience that, quite frankly, this can't continue. They're losing control of it. And I'm looking at the markets today, and I'm reading the stories. If you go to any of these websites like Kitco or any of these other guys, you know, when you see a drop in the market, they'll give you some lame excuse as to why it's happening. And, of course, when it starts to go back up a little bit, they'll put the stories up there as to why it's going back up. None of this stuff. This ice is so thin for all these financial guys. This thing is getting ready to blow up in their face. Actually, in his newsletter, Christopher Todd suggested that you know, it might be a better idea here to just bail out all these millions of loans that were made on the subprime level to all these homeowners that wouldn't have qualified to probably buy a can of beans here at the local grocery store, and that somehow that the government's got to bail this thing out. Yeah, we'll just
It's the same as the savings and loan debacle from the 80s. It's exactly the same. Screw ups by government, and then taxpayers have to bail them out. Sure.
But there might be, Robbie, as much as $1.3 trillion in on this deal. You know, and I said this years ago, about 10, 12 years ago, I took a look at the numbers on Medicare and Medicaid payments that the government was paying out. And we crunched the numbers. They literally could have wrote a check to each person that was on these programs, wrote them a check for $1 million and said, no more from the federal government. There's your $1 million. Invest. Be careful or whatever. But we could have dumped this mammoth, this absolute aberration of government getting in there in health care and all this other stuff, cut them a check for $1 million and say, hey, you're on your own. But it's also been suggested that maybe we can do the buyout here with all these people with these loans. We know we're going to default on them, but it could be as much as $1.3 trillion. Now, the question I had for Mr. Chapman is where the heck are they going to get this kind of money, and who are they going to be selling this paper to? Everybody wants to dump the paper as it is. Every once in a while, China rattles their sabers and says threatens us with cashing in all the holdings that they have from the U.S. government. But they're too busy making billions of dollars for all the slave labor goods they're still dumping on this shore. So they're not going to move too quickly. But where are they going to come up with a market to try to sell $1.3 trillion in debt? They might be able to buy it from the Fed, from the international banksters. But these bankers, they still want a little bit of collateral. They want some assurance that stuff is going to be paid.
Well, there's no guarantees of being paid. I mean, hello. I mean, that's the argument for gold. Gold is a guarantee to pay. It's not a promise to pay. China, no question, is diversifying out of U.S. holdings. It obviously also realizes it can't just simply arbitrarily dump treasury obligations, because ultimately that would hurt it. But it is divesting slowly out of U.S. dollar commitments. Hence its obvious very large role it's now playing in Southern Africa. It's buying up strategic mineral resources around the planet. It's making commitments. I'm actually going to have a guy on Thursday who has extensive experience about China and what is going on in China, considering he's an educator in China. And so we'll get a different perspective of what's going on over there. But the bottom line is, as Bob pointed out, I mean, James Cramer, the guru of mad money on CNBC, could be in some serious hot water for boasting in an interview last night. It's a big buzz amongst hedge fund managers today, where he spoke about when he was running a hedge $450 million hedge fund, how he used to manipulate the holdings within the hedge fund by putting out bogus stories, in other words, shorting certain stocks and then coming out with information that he would benefit from. And the reason why he says the SEC never did anything about it at the time is they couldn't understand what he was doing. So if you've got a Bob, if you've got a James Cramer who controls a small hedge fund, relatively $450 million is a small hedge fund, and he is capable of manipulating the markets, of course. I mean, all you got to do is look how the big boys play it, and it becomes apparent. I mean, anybody who doesn't believe this is obviously naive or suffering from dementia.
It's simply amazing, and I'm waiting for the day here. There's a lot of, and Robbie, you and I have talked a lot about this on the phone, about people out there trying to make up their minds as well. Should I buy gold and silver now? Should I wait till it drops back down to 550, or maybe it'll hit 5.25 an ounce for gold or bullion or whatever? That ain't going to happen. And they're losing their control on the suppression of these markets, these commodities out there, real money, folks. They like to refer to them as commodities. But as I said to Mr. Chapman, I have never seen this before, as long as I've been following anything about world markets, to see all the world markets drop as well as gold and silver at the same time. The real money out there is also taking a hit when exactly the opposite should be happening.
Well, you've got to understand the reason why it happens. When large investors lose heavily on equity positions, and because those investments are on margin accounts, they have, when their equity drops to a certain point, they have 24 hours in which to rebuild their equity or they lose their position. So usually what happens in those situations where cash is needed immediately, the first thing that they will sell will be their gold and silver holdings, because those are the most liquid assets. That's the only asset that you can turn into liquid form within that 24-hour period that you've got to make up for your margin account. So initially you always see, when you have major declines in the market, initially you will see weakness in gold and silver, but that just simply represents people liquidating positions in order to raise the capital to keep their equity positions alive. As we have witnessed in the last few days, we saw gold sell off initially when, you know, the markets went south, but gold was the first to recover, and today was a very positive sign in the gold market. And I think if we can hold at these levels, say hello to $700.
Well, and it's been a strange year. I've been talking with other people that have been associated with other brokers, and it's not been a good year for them. It has literally not been a good year, because the public out there doesn't know exactly what's going on. And quite frankly, a lot of them have the Vegas-style mentality. People that have got bucks, they can go into a market on commodities one day and cash out the next. They can afford to do that. People play big time in the markets out there, and that's what they do. They do it with stocks. They do it with commodities. They'll do it with anything. Currencies, it doesn't matter. But a lot of people have been sitting back and watching this thing, and we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they're waiting for the other shoe to magically reverse itself, gravity reversed in the world, in the universe, and the shoe comes back up into their hand. That ain't going to happen.
I think you're right.
Hey,
can
Bob.
You hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right, and that is really the big bugaboo in the North American and European markets. They just don't get it, but they will. We just have to be patient, and they will come. And the reason why is there won't be an alternative for them. And that's very, very important, because everything else is going to head down at the same time. And the logic of what Robbie says is true, but logic doesn't reign all the time. And the kind of people who are in margin, and margin is at record levels in the New York Stock Exchange as of February, and we won't see what kind of carnage took place during the middle of the beginning of March until the beginning of April when they report the new figures. But the kind of people who are in the market today gambling don't buy gold and silver stocks. Very, very few of them do. That pressure on gold and silver shares was being done by the United States government, and they were shorting them. And that's what's been going on. And they're not difficult to short because there's not many of them. And so they round up, they can do it probably with $5 or $10 billion, which is small change to these people. And they go in. They went in today. I saw them in the market today. Gold went up. They were trying to suppress the gold stocks. Now, usually on a day like today, with gold up $4.70 or whatever it was, Agnico Eagle would usually be up perhaps 75 cents a share. It was up 7 cents. Gold Corp was down. Silver Standard was up 18 cents. They're climbing on them. And we have to expect that. They will continue to do it, and we're going to have to fight them all the way up.
We had a $7 trading range today. Closed up $5 on the day.
Mm-hmm. All this. I was looking at the outside month in April. That's what I watch because it's the next delivery month. But be as it may, that's what's been going on. And it's not only in the gold and silver market. It's extraordinarily prevalent in the currency markets. And to some extent in commodity markets, and to a great, great extent in the stock market. I mean, the manipulation is unbelievable. It is nothing but a corporate fascist government. And that's just the way they think. They want to manipulate everything. They want to control everything. And they're not going to get away with it.
Well, they've only got, Bob, they only got 281 basis points to play around with the dollar before that breaks that 80 support level, and who knows what's going to happen when that breaks.
What was the close today on that, 82.5?
82.81.
82.81.
Well,
that's another breakdown below 83.
Absolutely.
It's amazing to me that they have been able to keep all of this floating for as long as they have. And
they are not stupid, believe me.
No.
And that's why they've been able to keep it flowing. And they can create as much money and credit as they want. The only thing is that they have so inundated the markets with liquidity, they can't go any further unless the liquidity is not used.
And which brings us to tomorrow, Bob. What do you think? Nobody's like everybody doesn't know what's going to happen tomorrow. What do you think? They'll just give a nonchalant statement that they're concerned about inflation, but they're not going to do anything vis-a-vis rates.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, if you heard Bernanke yesterday, day before, he said that. The inflationary pressures are such that we'll probably continue to do what we do, but the bias on interest rates is to the upside, not the downside.
Mm.
And, of course, if they raise rates, the economy goes more quickly into deeper recession.
But they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. I mean, look.
There's nothing they can do. I said it earlier in the vernacular, as I said. They're trapped. They ain't nothing they can do about it. They're going to lose. We're going to win. And how anybody cannot be buying gold and silver-related assets right now is beyond me. They have to be the dumbest of the dumb.
Now, obviously, I have to say, when the announcement comes up tomorrow and they're going to leave rates the same, with the dollar so perilously close to that 80 level, I mean, will we get further dollar selling on a statement of no action?
Normally, yes, but it all depends on what the Fed and the Treasury want to do. They might run down the euro and the pound early in the morning overseas, and or early in our morning, so to speak. And I get up at 3 o'clock, so I know what's going on overnight. And that's why in my gold section I talk about each day the early morning market, because you can see them trying to sculpt what they want to do for the day. So we'll know early tomorrow morning, but my guess is they'll strengthen the dollar and not make a change and hope that the dollar holds for the moment.
Yeah, well,
they've got
to
hope. And I think gold will be up again in the morning. I think it'll be stronger. The physical offtake is enormous. It isn't going to stop. And now with China saying that, yes. In fact, the head of the central bank was in Guatemala yesterday at a meeting, international trade or something like that. And he says, look, we're going to diversify and buy all kinds of things and in the new agency, and that's just what we're going to do, and that's the end of that.
Yeah.
Simply amazing.
And so they don't want to hurt the market. They don't want to drive the dollar down, but they want to lighten their position up. They have about $750 billion in dollars that would be in treasuries, agencies, and other dollar-related investments. I think the treasury position is about $350 billion, and I think the agency position, I've seen figures of $100 million, but I think it's far higher than that. And for those of you who don't know what agency positions are, they are the debt paper of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, the Federal Home Loan Bank, Sallie Mae, etc.
All right, gentlemen, hang on a second. I'll tell you what, Robbie, hang around for a few minutes. We've had some callers patiently holding. We'll keep you on the line also. We'll be right back.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Let's go to these phone calls. Let me go to first Patrick in the UK. That's a long-distance call. Hello, Patrick.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Can I ask Bob this quick question? Two quick questions. What is the risk of hyperinflation breaking out when all this goes down the pan? And what's the best 10 do's and don'ts for the average punter to survive this?
Well, first of all, hyperinflation will be here soon. The government admits right now to about 3.2%. The real inflation rate's over 10. What is hyperinflation? Well, last time around in 1980, it was 13.5% that they admitted to. And so we are headed higher into hyperinflation. It's the only thing they can turn to. They're not going to do what they did in 1928 and deliberately make the stupid mistake of bringing on a depression. And so that's where I think that's going. As far as investment is concerned, in England, it's very easy to go to dealers and buy gold and silver coins, or you can order them through John's company here. I'm sure they can do business overseas. And as far as stocks are concerned, there's many brokers in London that deal in gold stocks as well as others.
Okay. One last very quick one. My colleagues who write up the Want to Fund report, Greg and other people, you know who they are. Germany, France, and Holland are supposed to have secretly redistributed the Deutschmark, Frank, and the Gulden to their banks. Are they going to reintroduce them, or can you confirm that?
No, I can't confirm that. But I do know that the German people are disgusted. Number one, their balance of trade is carrying the rest of the whole 13-nation bloc. And that would be their current account deficit or surplus. Germany's doing almost all the work. And second of all, not only has real estate not gone up in Germany, it's gone down. And they've got the worst of all worlds because they're taking the brunt of it. Italy doesn't like it either, and France doesn't like anything. And so with that said, there is a possibility you could have a breakup of the euro. They did it backwards. They should have had a constitution first, then did the euro, but they didn't do that because they were too greedy.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. What 10 things should a country be doing right now to stave off the inevitable? It's just a question of not if, but when.
Yeah, there's not a lot they can do until it happens. And they've got to let it run its course. Von Mises said, the system has to be purged. And it's as simple as that. These are all excesses, and all the excesses have to be squeezed out of the system. It has to be stopped. And, you know, we should have done it in 1991, 92. We had a great opportunity to do it, but they didn't want to do that. They were too greedy. And all of these problems you see today, 15 years later, wouldn't exist. Now they're entrapped and they can't get out.
Well, that's what David Walker is saying. I mean, that's his whole pitch. He says if a presidential nominee in 08 do not address the obviously out-of-control government spending, the entitlement programs, and obviously Medicaid being the big one, if they don't address us and cut programs and raise taxes, the reality of a bankruptcy USA is real.
You know, the only one, Robbie, that I can think of that can honestly talk about the banking system, the overextension of credit, that full faith and credit of the U.S. government along with our international bankster friends, the only guy that I can see coming clean with that would be Mr. Ron Paul. He's been on that subject for a long, long time. Tell you what, we got to take the break. We'll take your calls into the next hour. Robbie, when we get back, I got to have you give the Bob Chapman deal after we get back from this break, and we'll continue to take your calls with my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman, the international forecaster. We'll tell you how you can get a free subscription, a year subscription to this wonderful newsletter. Over 100,000 people are reading this worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Why are you still in the dark? We'll take the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You got a headache?